Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
I didn't tell y'all I had to go by myself yesterday to the bank.
Ooh.
To do banking business, which I don't do. That is not in my area of expertise, so to speak. And Adam was saying, you know, usually Jody handles all that. That's what, since we've been out on our own as a business. By the way, why we've had these big lights on the whole morning. I bet that's going to look terrible on the video. Oh, no.
I haven't even noticed.
Hmm.
One of them.
It looked good on my screen.
Hmm.
I didn't even notice.
Oh, well.
Is that right? Do
yeah, they're usually all off. But anyway, I was in there, and Adam is the one that usually handles that, and then Jody handles it since we became a business on our own. I don't. And... to be honest with you, I get kind of intimidated by all of that because I know so little about it.
Yeah.
But I was the one that had to go in yesterday because technically, I guess I'm the owner of the company. Nobody told me that.
Yeah. Listen, a leadership finds you is what they say.
So, of course, Adam's like, it's going to be so easy. All I need, I'm trying to do this and I'm trying to go from this to this. To this, and I can't get anybody to answer my questions on the phone, you know, where you call the main service. I just need you to go into the branch and, you know, so asking this and this, and it's so simple. So he was texting me before I left here yesterday. He said, you got time for a call? I said, yeah. I said, I'm getting in my truck in about 10 minutes and heading home. So usually we talk on my way home. And so, and then I said, wait, I got to go to the bank. And he said, all right, if you need me, I'm here when you get to the bank. So what did I hear? As soon as I walk in and they send somebody over to me, I'm going to say, I need to get the person on the phone that you need to be talking to.
wait. Got to call him back up.
Yeah. And this really nice guy comes out as the banker. Cause when you walk in, this is how little I knew about why I was in there. When you walk into the bank, there's a teller behind the main counter, asks you what you want. And then if you need a banker, then they type it in and they alert them in the back that you need a bank. If you need whatever they do, then you do it right there. And so when she asked me how she could help me and I started explaining to her why I was there, it sounded like Kamala Harris at a press conference in one of her word salads. I just felt like the biggest idiot. And I said, we got these accounts and it's a business account. And, my manager lives in, Connecticut.
Oh dear.
But then sometimes he lives in Hilton Head and I'm not sure he's in Hilton Head now, but he can't be here and he wanted me to come. And so she's just looking at it like this. And finally she goes, okay, so then you need a banker. Let me get somebody for you. If you'll just wait over there and wait, the guy comes around. He's a young guy and he's got a perma smile, you know, just like, hey.
Yeah.
And, but he doesn't come out cause he's a, I'm guessing he's a Gen Z. He was young.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, he comes out and says, hi, Mr. Richie. And I said, yeah, hey, nice to meet you. I went and I stuck my hand to shake his hand, and he wasn't expecting that. And he's still smiling, and he put his name's Jose. Super nice. But he's so softly spoken. And I told him, again, I tried to come up with a better version of my story than what I told the teller. And so I just said, can we just go in your office and call the person that you need to talk to?
There you go.
So I'm the owner of the company, but I don't know what I'm. I have a business manager that handles all of that. Yeah, sure. So we go in and I called Adam, you know, Mr. New York, he's answering the phone. He knows why I'm calling. He's like, hey, I said, okay, I'm here with the banker now and you can go ahead and talk. You're on speaker. And he's going, hi, what's your name? The guy's like, I'm Jose. Hi, Jose.
How the hell are you?
I would love to be there. Because he answers Adam's question. It's easy. And he goes, I would love to be there to see the look on his face when it was actually something simple, when he had probably worked himself up into a tizzy thinking that it was going to be difficult. And I had. But he was just saying, I would love to trade places with you right now, Jose, to see the look on his face.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
This guy's getting, the louder Adam's talking in his New York volume, the more nervous this guy's getting, I can tell, because he's just like, he doesn't want any of that. He's just like, okay.
Is he starting to cuss?
Who, Adam? No.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, okay. No.
Somehow he avoided the cussing.
Yeah, oh, I'm surprised he didn't say, I'd love to see the look on this effing guy's face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried to tell him it was simple.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
There's no one quite like him.
Yeah, and there aren't many people in the branch offices anymore as far as, you know, you walk into a bank, it used to be just hustle, bustle. Yeah. I mean, it was just, the last few times I've been in there trying to do all of this stuff is basically just a signer of whatever he and Jody have going. Yeah. If Adam and Jody come up one day and have an affair and run off and take everything that I've got,
yeah,
it would not surprise me at all. Because they know things that could easily build a life for them together somewhere off.
For sure.
For sure.
So I just usually sit there and they go back and forth. And then, you know, if they're not giving Adam the answers that he likes with, you know, then he's getting upset. And, he, you know, it's like, it's not your fault. You're being great.
Yeah.
But I have tried on the phone to get through to these people and they just, you know, whatever.
Oh, gosh.
So then I come and you know what I needed?
What?
A contact number for Adam to call. Because what he needs to be done has to be handled over the phone, but he hasn't been able to get anybody to answer the phone when he's called. So I don't know whether the number I got yesterday was a special number or what.
To the bank?
To the
guy.
The guy, Jose, gave me a number to give to Adam to call
corporate,
wherever he has to go, the call center people. And so I'm thinking this is probably the same number he's been calling. Yeah. But Adam didn't think so. He seemed to think it was a different number. And then he goes, but I just need, before I call him, I need to make sure that you and Jody are around because I may have to call one of you to verify something to them. And I'm like, we're here.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
We're here all afternoon.
Give me a scream.
I never heard from him though. So I don't know. I don't know how that went. But I mean, you might as well. If to tell me I've got to be part of something like that after all these years of not being part of stuff like that, I would rather you say, stand over here and let me throw a dart and try to stick it in your crotch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would rather be a fair game, you know, like a carnival game.
Yeah. Oh,
I wanted to see that first lady's react. Like, do they have headphones? Like, I'm sending back the sketchiest man. I'm not sure what he's saying. He's not saying much.
Well, she was typing it into, you know, I guess a message board of some sort, some direct message. And there's no telling what that said. She probably said, this guy needs help. He didn't even explain it in a way that I understand at all. I just know that it's not in my job description.
Yeah.
He doesn't need me. It's kind of like Nate Bargatze said that if he could travel back in time, he still wouldn't make a difference. I wouldn't know enough to make a difference. You know?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so funny. I wish I was a fly on the wall for that.
And I didn't even get a sucker.
Oh, you didn't get the sucker? You always take the sucker.
Dang.
Nope.
Always.
No sucker.
Jose didn't have any suckers?
Jose was just, I think he was a bundle of nerve. I was in there for maybe 5 minutes, and between my being a bumbling idiot and then Adam being overly confident, Mr. New York, master's degree in business from Cornell.
Yeah,
he was probably he probably had to go home for the rest of the day.
Yeah,
you know how that. You know, a lot of the Gen Z people are fragile when it comes to
absolutely.
I'm exhausted.
Right, he got triggered. I know he was triggered.
He's not looking for that kind of excitement on a Wednesday.
He was like, first having to come to work early this morning and look into those headlights that trigger me.
Yeah. I'm going to go home and take a nap.
Yeah.
You know, people getting triggered by headlights. That's the thing.
Is that a thing?
Mm-hmm. There's certain types, those LED lights or something.
Oh, the bright ones? Oh, yeah. Those are triggering. Yeah. Those are very bright. Why are they so bright? Mm-hmm.
You know our friend Otis, who we used to work with, and he works in Atlanta now? He got triggered yesterday on our little promo that we posted. He even put triggered, ha 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 ha, because he likes mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
About that being feminine.
He's funny.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. But anyway.
Lindsay, a second ago, were you trying to give somebody shit for taking a nap, Lindsay? Just a few minutes? Because you do that every day.
But I never leave work early, do I?
Yeah, she said he had to leave work and go take a nap.
I'm exhausted. Oh, okay. Right. I need a nap. You know, I mean, I say that, but I don't leave. But you're right, Rob. Touche. Okay.
But actually, no. You take a nap on your time, not on company time.
That's true. Rob's
just trying to pick a fight with you.
Yeah, Rob.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'd be picking fights.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, you two calm down. We're going to take a break. Go to your corners.
More extra funny next.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
All right, so you should be warned, at any moment, Lindsay could just have to storm off. She just said that her time is dwindling. She hears those kids
being rowdy.
Yeah, she got to go take care of them.
They have a little game room down there with the, I know you know this game. I can't think. It's a golf game, and it's a big.
Yeah. Golden Tee.
Thank you. Golden Tee.
That's
they
awesome.
Fight over who's going to, and it's a constant, but I'm trying to figure out how to hide the damn game because they're just fighting over it.
Are you hearing that? Like where they roll that ball constantly? Yes.
They don't even know how to play it. They ain't even playing it right. They're just fighting over who's going to roll the ball.
Yeah. When we went on vacation one time with little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael, we rented a house that had a big golden tee in it, and Michael would not pull himself off of it. I mean, just. Yeah. And he's so competitive anyway. It was like all we heard in that house the whole weekend was with him rolling that ball.
There's something about golden tea that drunk white guys just gravitate towards, like a moth to a flame. They're just
Lindsay, we used to, not long ago, we would do these live shows at breweries and things like that at night, and then we would replay them as Extra Funny the next day or whatever. So there's this one place that we used to do. We did a couple of them, and we still go to this place a lot. It's called H2 Public House in Cornelia, Cornelius, North Carolina. And they have a golden tee machine in there. And when we were doing our show, because it was just everybody's up on stage and we're just doing Extra Funny in front of an audience is what it is. Yeah. Well, these guys, you could tell they meet there every day after work. They look like, you know, they were all divorcee aged and they're playing golden tee. And they were the loudest. I mean, like we could barely do the show because they were yelling and screaming at each other. You know, like bros, you know, these are like middle-aged bros is what they were.
Yeah.
And then the next time we went back to do the show from there, they were there to do the golden tee again. And I think they told them they had to wait until after we were finished. most of the time when I go there for dinner, in that time of the evening after work, they're there.
Yeah.
So it's like every day is go get together for golden tee
with the boys.
It's so weird to me, like adults liking stuff. I mean, I get it. It's to me, it's better than like a Dungeons and Dragons thing, but it's similar because it's still like a video game. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But my mom and Kyle played last night and she beat him and she goes, this game is not that hard. I don't know what everyone's. I'm like, I think you got lucky.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know, have to know how to play golf. You just, if you get the touch on where to line that thing up and then how to just roll the ball a certain, you know, speed.
Sure.
Yeah. Kyle's terrible at it and he's great at golf. So yeah, I knew something was up.
Does he do it left-handed?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Oh, really?
That's why it messes up. You can't play golden tee left-handed.
No, and he golfs right-handed, which is
he's a weirdo.
He's weird. Those left-handed people, they're weird.
Yeah, pitches left-handed, swings the golf club right-handed.
Bats drinks right-handed.
Peppermint frap, lattes,
He's like Jody.
Riggins and Jody are both left-handed. Lindsay?
Mm-hmm. Well, y'all are weirdos too, because you probably do stuff right-handed too.
Yeah.
Like cartwheels.
I do. I do all my cartwheels right-handed. That is true.
But Jody will change in the middle of whatever's going on. Like if we're playing shuffleboard in a bar, she'll go, okay, now I'm going to do this one right-handed.
Ooh, look at you.
So she's ambidextrous. Yeah. She can do
she
both.
She says ambidextrous, but that means that you can do both hands equally as good.
Gotcha.
She does both hands equally as bad.
They're both awful.
I mean,
yeah,
it's just like, you know, if a toddler is trying to kick a football, it doesn't matter whether they do it with their left or their right.
Yeah, right.
That's true.
No, I'm kidding. She's pretty good at that shuffleboard game.
I love that game.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
I've never played that.
It's fun.
That's the one with the tall wooden table and it's narrow.
It's got the little things on it and you slide the little discs across the little metal things.
It's like sand on it.
Mm-hmm. It's fun for a couple of games.
Okay.
But that's just me with anything. You know, right. Play just a couple of games. I'm done.
Sure.
The rest of them in my crew, meaning the other three, would sit there and play all day.
Really?
As long as you keep putting fresh beers in little friend Jenny's hand.
Yeah.
I mean, she's good. It doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah. I love that.
I know Michael's into the games. Does she play the games as well?
No, she's not.
He's competitive.
Yeah, and he wants to play any kind of game. And he and Jody, when we go to those arcade things, you know, those adult arcades, they're over there playing all the games, and we're just, I'd say we're over there talking and stuff, but we're not. We're over there drinking, and then she's on her phone.
Sitting in silence.
Yeah.
That's a true friendship. It is. Sounds you can sit in silence. Yep.
Playing Candy Crush or whatever. What, Rob?
You need me to bring some of my games for him to play sometime?
He would play them.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't matter what it is. If you sit him down and it's a competition for everything from who can put the puzzle together faster to, you know, real sports in a field.
Yeah.
He'll do it. If it's any kind of competition. And when I say he gets mad if he loses, I'm not joking. And again, if he loses at shuffleboard, he's pissed. Or if he loses at football or whatever it is.
Does he pout when he loses? I mean, how do you know he's pissed? He's just like,
he gets real. Can't believe he lost that. Yeah. Well, I mean, he got his knee damaged for life playing a basketball game with my son.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No way.
Yeah. Yeah, it was when one of the hurricanes was coming through, Hurricane Florence or one of them, and school had been called off, and we had gotten together that Thursday night for dinner, and Aiden and Lainey's boyfriend at the time stayed back after Jody and I went home, and then they went and played basketball in Michael and Jenny's neighborhood, and it was like the three of them playing all against each other, and Aiden was about to win, and Michael said, Joseph, we got to really get on him because if he scores again, he wins. So we got to team up against him right now, even though we're all against each other. And then Aiden put a move on him, and Michael fell to the ground, and Jenny thought he was just being dramatic. But he broke his leg and damaged all the tendons and ligaments and all in it. He had to have surgery within a couple of days. He was on crutches for probably 3 months. He was still... And before he was completely off crutches.
Was Aiden gloating?
He was like in his face. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
No.
Shook you out your shoes.
Everybody else breaking ankles. I'm breaking knees.
Come on, old man.
Get up. dunking on you.
You know, like, Aiden felt terrible too. Oh, bless his heart.
Yeah. But it was traumatic. I mean, he can't do the things he used to do.
Yeah.
Because his knee is weak. It? Huge scar all the way up. It was bad business.
Yeah, man.
But it was all because he didn't want Aiden to win that game.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, we gotta get on him.
Double team.
Play him hard.
Kobe. He's the neighborhood Kobe. We gotta take care of those.
Yeah. Don't you let him get that outside shot. All right, Lindsay, go take care of your hellions.
All right.
Yeah. Enjoy that 2-degree weather out there today.
Yeah, exactly.
When you're shopping.
Bye.
Are y'all leaving the house though today?
It looks like no.
Because of the snow and it's too much snow.
Oh, well.
Then you can get out and play in the snow in the yard.
Yippee.
Yay. All right. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Bye.
It's
wrong one.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.